of course, the biggest primary I was in was Reagan here in 76. As a primary, it ended up playing a pretty big role in national politics because it turned Reagan's presidential campaign around in 76, and that was sort of key to his eventual election in 80. So that was the most important primary I was ever part of.
Do you remember where you were that day or some of the places where you were?
Yeah, we had a headquarters in Raleigh over on Barrett Drive, and I don't even think I went to, you know, we had one of those election night events at the North Raleigh, what used to be years ago, the North Raleigh Hilton. But I don't even think I got there on election night. I think I spent all night in the headquarters. And, you know, we were doing the things you normally do. We had key precincts calling in swing, precincts that would track the statewide vote to see where we stood. And, I remember 2 days before the primary, Tom Ellis and I, he was sort of the chairman of the campaign. The chairman of the campaign. You know, we sort of sat out and went through everything we'd done and everything the other side had done and added it all up. And we thought, well, we've got a shot at winning. But Reagan had lost 4 or 5 primaries, so the momentum was against us. And we thought, we've got a shot at winning, but we probably are going to come up a little short. And, he said, well, now we got to hope the angel shows up. And sure as heck, the angel showed up 2 nights later.
So just a quick glance at the 76 North Carolina primary.
Yeah.
Six different states voters had gone to the polls, and Gerald Ford had won.
Yeah.
Do you remember it being, was it a last-ditch effort for Reagan? Was he kind of hanging on?
Yeah, he was. It was pretty much last ditch. He was in Wisconsin, campaigning the day of the North Carolina primary, and they were flying back to California to work on the concession speech. So, campaign was on its it was 11th hour last legs, and that was one reason the victory was so important. What happened was Reagan lost all those primaries. Then he won North Carolina. Texas, I think, was 3 weeks later. He won Texas. And then he won a whole string of primaries. And they did have not a brokered convention, but a contested convention where Reagan was, I don't know, 50 or 75 votes behind Ford. And there were a couple of delegations up for grabs, and there were delegates that weren't committed, and there was a big fight between the two campaigns over the uncommitted delegates, and at the end of the day, Ford eked it out, and Reagan then won in 80. Ford ran against Carter in 76.
Right. What if anything, do you remember about the reaction, about the celebration when Reagan won in North Carolina in 76?
You know, it was a lot of shock. You know, the media, it pretty much was writing the story of, you know, Reagan's on his last legs. It was a huge surprise that he won. But the message in North Carolina changed from the message in the earlier states. We ran a good campaign, but the message change made the biggest difference. And that was, again, mostly Tom Ellis's doing.
Big party that night?
It just, you know, sort of at the end of the, yeah, there was a big party, but the people working in the campaign, you know, we were just sort of relieved.
Sure. Anything else about that, the 76 primary details or people or characters or places or things that have come to mind as we've been chatting about it for a few minutes?
Well, it was an interesting campaign. I remember the day after the primary, Reagan called and personally thanked everybody in the campaign. You know, there must have been 30 or 35 people there. And he thanked every one of them.